This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and we're talking now with Winthrop Vikings High School hockey coach Dale Dunbar once again. Coach, welcome back. The calendar has flipped, and here we are. Can you believe it? In 2025. My goodness.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's just flying by, too. I can't believe we play Masco Wednesday night. It's going to be our seventh game already.
I know. It's when we talked earlier, I think, maybe before the season even got underway, and it's just flying by. And if I miss a week or two, man, I miss three, six games, whatever. Coach, let's talk a little bit about how your team has developed. You've had a really tough schedule. You had, I would guess, a couple of disappointing losses and a couple of very, I would think, character-building wins. And I look at one of the disappointment I'm thinking is Essex Tech, and they're off to a great start. But then you bounce back very well against Linfield and Gloucester, and those are two tough teams. So maybe an overall feel of how things are going for you guys.
Yeah, it's been up and down. You know, we got a lot of kids playing a lot of minutes that haven't played those minutes over the years here, and now they're stepping into roles. It's a great opportunity for them. It's going to take a while for them to get acclimated, and you know, we got to live with those growing pains a little bit, but. Yeah, some of the losses, I thought, you know, to open the year, we lost to Medford 3-0. We were all over them. Just couldn't score. And then went up to Essex Tech, 3-1 lead in the third, and usually we're very good at closing out games in the past. And, you know, you take away Silverman and Hayes and, you know, another kid, Rich and O'Leary, and these kids that, you know, were basically our heart and soul of the team.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a while for guys to be able to fill those roles, and those kids did it so well. So, yeah, we fell asleep in that, and we lost that, bounced back against Norwell, which was a nice win. But we've been up and down, you know, inconsistent. But I thought the big win in Gloucester the other night, we haven't won there in years. That was a real character-building win for our team, and you know, we came back and had practice today and just talked about a lot of things. And it's, you know, I think that was hopefully a good stepping stone moving forward.
It's interesting. In high school, I know when I was teaching, sometimes I would get kids back in certain classes. I taught math. And I had a good core. And when you get these kids back the next year, it's like, oh, man, I got some good stuff to work with. And then other years, you don't know who they are. They don't have a lot of background, and you have to give them a lot of extra help. And it's the same way with coaching, I presume.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's the good and the bad. You know, you bring kids along for 4 years, and then you get a nice, really, you know, good core of character kids. And, you know, they carry your organization, and then, hey, it's a cycle. It turns over, and now you got to try to create that same culture again. And it's getting tougher, I think. But you know, hey, listen, it's coaching's it's a great reward. I love doing it, and you can't be on top all the time, and that's really when you got to coach is getting these kids trying to get back up into the winning ways again. So. It's a cycle for everybody, but, you know, mm-hmm. I love it. We enjoy it.
One thing that Winthrop has is that that connection to 1980. I don't even have to go there, but it's 40-plus years now, and you still have that culture, that background, that historical knowledge the kids do. I know, and I'm sure that you remind them of whatever jersey they're wearing, who wore the jersey before them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said, you know, we have a great tradition. We try not to accentuate the individuals more than the teams, because I think whenever you talk about Winthrop, you know, you really have to talk about our teams. I talked about this the other night with Mike, and it's, you know, don't get me wrong, there are great individuals that, you know, teams will be known by, you know, Ruzioni or Dick Giron and Swampskid or, you know, some icon players.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know, people had a block for them. People had open, you know, check for them. People had a, you know, do other things for them. And that's why I think the teams are so important to recognize. But, you know, obviously having Michael and his legacy, he was there today. I mean, he's in whenever he can be. It certainly helps. It creates a standard and a tradition that, you know, they're part of, and they really need to take that serious, because, you know, it's, It's all about building tradition.
How about, Coach, how you've aligned your kids now? I'm sure early games, you move, there are moving parts. You move this guy there, put that guy there. How are things shaping up right now?
I'm to tell you the truth, we just had our first, you know, conference game against Gloucester. So everything else has been non-conference. So it's been kind of nice to it's been kind of nice to play those non-conference games because you can really mix and match and try to. I'm still feeling my way other than our first line, trying to put the second and third line combinations together, and then. You know, the fourth line is really young kids who haven't played the minutes and trying to earn those minutes. So, you know, having the non-conference games for us certainly helps. And I think, you know, after Saturday night up in Gloucester, I think we have a clearer picture of where we want to be.
Tell me about that game. Who were the standouts for you guys?
One of our best players right now is a sophomore, Joe Pumford. He's playing great for us. He had a big empty net goal the other night, made a big play at the end to do it. But he's been very consistent in every game. He's chipping away with goals and points. And he didn't make our team right away last year as a freshman, but by the end of it, he was playing with Silverman and Boncori. So he's got a great athletic mind, you know, really real good instincts. And our goalie Donahue is the, you know, he's the heartbeat of this whole team. We go as he goes. He's just phenomenal. And then our, you know, Boncori, he got two the other night. A senior, he hit his 100th point. Hogeson, who's coming up on 100th point, he's a first line center. And Paul Ferraro was phenomenal the other night. One of our defensemen, a sophomore. So, yeah, you know, we're starting to feel our way a little bit better. We're trying to get back to that standard. But, you know, going up to Gloucester, it's, you know, for us, it's our biggest rivalry, and that building is just so iconic. You steal 2 points out of there, you've really done something, well, because I think it's the toughest building to win at.
I think I've told you this before.
Derek does a great job, so.
He does, and he's a great kid. When I coached JV baseball, we considered, for Gloucester, we considered, you know, the trip to Winthrop, the road trip from hell, and so it goes both ways.
Oh, absolutely.
Everything you said about Gloucester is also true about Winthrop. It's such an iconic place to play, and you're at the ends, you know, each one is at the extreme end of the North Shore. So
exactly.
It is quite...
Yeah, it's not a place you go, you know, it's destination. You're not just passing through. You're going to be able to go there, but... You know, again, it's, you know, whenever you play Gloucester, I was talking with Mike Norris, my assistant, on the way up, and we were just talking about, you know, some of the games back in the day and talking about their coaches before. A couple of the coaches have played there, and you know, we were talking about Dwight Montgomery. He was a great player. And just the fish being thrown at the ice, on the ice in our place, and golf balls coming at us at their place, and you know, it's just been such a great rivalry over the years.
Well,
I'm glad it's still a big rivalry.
You played a little bit before I started at WESX, but the name that pops in my head is Chuck Sullivan, a speedster.
Yep.
I mean, you guys had some great, great kids too. Yeah, that's super. I talked with the prep coach a little bit earlier about mental toughness was kids. You read about it with the pros, you know, being mentally tough because they have a 82 game schedule and travel and all this other stuff. But what about the mental aspect of the game with your kids, Dale? Because you're coaching kids between what, 14 and 18 years old. They have probably really good physical skills, and you know they know the game, and you can teach them the ins and outs and the skill set and the strategy. But what's the mental aspect of it, Dale?
Well, I think it's, you know, and for me right now, it's all over the place. You know, you're trying to collectively get these kids, you know, going in the right direction. Like right now, I have for the first time in 20 years, I have a very young defense and a lot of them inexperienced and a lot of them converted from forward. So trying to get their confidence up and, you know, tell them they're going to do a good job, because it's a lot harder to go from forward to D than it is from D to forward.
Okay.
And But we have three kids doing that right now, and, you know, we're living with it. They're trying their hardest, and they're getting better at it every day. And then you got some, you know, some other kids that are, you know, looking in the rearview mirror, trying to, you know, hold their positions, and it's tough. You know, these kids, I tell them, I try to create a healthy competition every day. And so, you know, they know the standard and the work ethic that it takes to keep your job and to earn ice time. And, you know, it can wear on some kids, but most of them know, you know, that competition makes them better, makes everybody better.
Are your captains responsible for monitoring the social media among the team? Because, as you say, kids can yip and yap and talk and so on and so on. And it's when there is that competitiveness, sometimes I don't know. I don't understand social media anymore. I thought I did, but I'm done with it. But is there do your captains kind of monitor that and control that among the team?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we try. You know, we tell our kids stay off that stuff. We don't. The game's not played on paper, and it's not played online. You know, it's in the rink, and you know, anybody can say whatever they want. Talk is cheap. So stay away from it. Don't poke the bear and don't give them any bulletin board information or motivation, I should say. Just, you know, we have to control what we control, and that's our work ethic and our approach to the game and, you know, our culture in the locker room. And, you know, everything else is external and it really means nothing. So we have to hold the standard to what we do. And control what we do.
Yeah, it sounds to me like that comes under the heading of discipline also. That's part of discipline of playing a team sport.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, your coaches are just a conduit to, I mean, the captains are a conduit to the coaches. You know, they, you know, you need to be in constant communication, need to have everything on the same page, know what's expected of them. And, you know, they can come in and talk to us about anything they want. And but it's about, you know, not letting anything, you know, get outside the locker room or create any problems outside the locker room. Anything that's, you know, we try to handle everything internal and make sure that you know, they know what they're representing, and it's the community, the school, their family, everything, all of the above, and you know, and you got to take pride in that.
It is, and beyond that, it's the whole conference. It's the whole thing. You know, you say Winthrop Vikings. Let me ask. I want to ask you a question, Coach, that I haven't asked you before. And as a coach, with your experience and your professional play and the college and all different levels and so on, do you take? How do I even ask it? Do you have a lot more pleasure in coaching defense? You know, in particular situations than the overall thing. I guess what I'm asking is, how does that fit in? How do you take your defense expertise and coach with that? That must be fun to do.
Well, I think that's been our moniker, though, you know, since I've been here. Defense wins championships. And that's the way I coach. You know, it's a game of three. We try to keep it under three. So our penalty killing, I can never tell you who scored the goals, but I'll tell you every goal against. You know? Excuse me, but yeah, I'm a big defense guy. Defense wins championships, and so that's the way I coach, and you know, try to teach them how to win the tight game and how to, you know, not everything's a blowout, and if it is, then you know what, a lot of things went wrong either way, but. To win the tight games, that's where your character comes up.
And what about? I know that you coach all over the ice. I know that you have your forwards. That's because we've talked about that, getting the forwards back. But what about coaching your defensemen in terms of strategy, in terms of I don't know, skills, position? I'm sure that you can give them some insight that they haven't seen before.
Yeah, and Mike Norris does a great job, my defense coach. He takes them, you know, for a portion of the practice. They work on all different things, breakouts. Communication, pushing pucks up the ice, walking the line, getting the shots off, playing down below the dots. So he does a great job at that. But yeah, it's like football. You break up, you do your skill work, you do everything within your position, then you come together as the team and get the game plan.
I don't know about you, Coach, but man, I've been doing this, I don't know, for 50 years, and every time I talk to you, I learn something. I'm taking notes. I should write a book someday. Coach, let's talk about the schedule, because you've had a tough schedule so far, and it resumes. I mean, you've got Masco coming up, and they're off to a pretty good start. Talking with some of the other coaches, a lot of teams have gotten off to sort of 500 starts, but Masco is one of those that's running out there, and then Linfield after that this week. So tell me a little bit about how the week's going to go.
Yeah, I mean, you know, every game's a dogfight. You know, you have to prepare. You have to prepare like you're playing against the best. And Masco's been another, you know, rival, not like Gloucester by any means, with, you know, tradition over the years. But, you know, Masco's a big program, and, you know, we want to make sure that we're always prepared for them. And then, you know, Linfield, and, you know, those guys do a great job. The brothers do a great job with their team. They're always prepared, always well coached, and you know, again, it's making sure everybody's on the same page, and the schedule doesn't get any easier. So you have to build in your rest. You have to, you know, make sure that the kids, you talked about earlier with the mental health, you know, time away from the rink is as good as any time at the rink as well. You know, sometimes you need a day off just to play your head and get away and do other things, because it's a grind. Because when you have kids that are playing football, they play on their last game on a Thursday and they're trying out on the Monday.
Right.
You know, they get no break whatsoever. And, you know, talk about pulling muscles and all the other different things, using different muscles and mindsets and everything. It takes a while for a football kid to get going. So, you know, that's the mental health side of it. And like you said, you know, we try to make sure that, you know, we're doing all the we can as coaches to make the game fresh for them. They come to the rink, they want to come to the rink and work hard to win. So it's just another day. And I think the culture you build in your locker room is as important as anything. Because if the kids love the locker room, it's the best 2 hours of their day, then they're gonna, you know, have their minds open to a lot of different things that we're trying to. They'll be very receptive to what we're trying to talk and teach.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that, because sports, I think, is such an integral part of education. And I think on the North Shore, I think all the schools, all the leagues, and the educators and the coaches all understand that, and the parents too. I think final question I want to ask you, Dale, is what do you see, what are you most pleased with about in terms of improvement for your team? Because as you say, it's a lot of new guys doing new stuff, going back to that week or two you had between football and hockey. But what are you most pleased with in terms of the development of what you're trying to teach these kids?
You know, their preparation. I think they're, you know, they're starting to learn, you know, what it takes, the younger kids especially. But I like what our older kids, for the last few years, we've had some great leadership. And I like the way our older guys integrate the younger guys. They do everything together off the ice. They do everything together on the ice. And that goes a long way in making a kid, you know, especially a young freshman, sophomore who hasn't played, feel part of it. And the sooner you can get your team together and the kids to feel like they you know, they're a part of something and not always trying to go out there every day and just, you know, trying to earn their way. Once you get them acclimated and doing things together as a team, it's important that as what they're doing off the ice as it is on the ice. And, you know, if there's a divide or if there's a clicks or anything like that, then, you know, teams never really come together. And I think our kids have done a great job. Our older guys have done a great job with that. And I think that's, you know, when you see your young kids doing things that you don't have to tell them, they're just doing it because it's what we expect. I think that's very important. And, you know, they're listening and they're understanding. So I think we talked about this the other day as coaches. You know, we're very pleased with the way our older guys have brought the younger guys together. So I think for me, that's been the biggest thing so far. And hopefully if we can continue to stay healthy and you know, make sure everybody's going in the right direction, you know, hopefully we can continue and have some success down the line here.
Sounds great. And, Coach, I appreciate it. You know I do. We'll talk again next week, I hope. And good luck this week, Dale. And stay healthy, for God's sakes.
I'm trying, Rick. I'm trying.
All right, Coach.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That is Dale Dunbar, who is Winthrop High School hockey coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.